Okay, our friends. So today we're fitting in just a couple. We found a couple more bear stories, and we could not resist bear stories. It's autumn. The leaves are falling.
But you know what else we can't resist? Kitty story.
Should we get some kitty stories?
Yeah,
all right.
kitty.
Well, that's okay. We'll be on the lookout for them then.
And this book is written by Philip.
Philip C. Stead, someone who has your name. Maybe someday you'll grow up and be a famous author too.
Somebody took my name.
I think he might have had it first. Yeah. But it's illustrated by Aaron E. Stead, which makes me think Aaron and Philip must be related somehow, don't you think? Now, we read their other book, A Sick Day for Amos McGee. We liked that one. So we are really excited because we see this one, and on the cover of it is a bear and a duck, and the leaves of autumn are falling all around. And it's a fall story, so let's get to it. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and
Chukugoo.
Chukugoo. Chukugoo. You
The
ready,
kitty
Chukugoo?
cat.
The kitty cat. Nice. Here
you
we go.
Can call me kitty.
Kitty?
Kitty.
Okay. Meow. Here we go. It was almost winter, and Bear was getting sleepy. He looks like he's sleepy, too. He's got a little paw up by his face. But first, Bear had a story to tell.
Mouse, would you like to hear a story?
Asked Bear with a yawn.
I am sorry, Bear,
said Mouse,
but it is almost winter, and I have many seeds to gather.
Bear helped Mouse find seeds on the forest floor. When they finished, Mouse said,
"See you soon,"
and tunneled underground to wait for spring. Without even listening to the story, I am upset. Bear took slow, sleepy steps through the forest. Fallen leaves crunched under his feet.
Hello, duck,
said Bear, sitting down to rest his tired legs.
Would you like to hear a story?
I am sorry, Bear, said Duck. But it is almost winter, and I am getting ready to fly south.
Because that's what ducks do, right? They
fly south.
Do you remember what we call that? Migration.
Oh.
Yeah, they migrate.
I will miss you, duck,
said Bear. He raised a paw to check the direction of the wind.
I will miss you, too,
said Duck, and off he flew. No one is listening to Bear's story. That's the second friend who didn't listen. The sun was heavy and hung low in the sky. Bear's eyelids were getting heavy, too. He counted colors to stay awake.
Three pink clouds, two red leaves, one green frog. Hello,
said Frog. Said Bear.
Would you like to hear a story?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bear, said Frog. But it's almost winter, and I have to find a warm place to sleep.
Goodness. No one wants to hear his story. I'm upset. Bear dug a frog-sized hole between two evergreens. Then he tucked Frog in under a blanket of leaves and pine needles.
Thank you, Bear, said Frog. I will see you in the spring.
Bear leaned against the old oak tree. He stretched and yawned and scratched at his belly.
I wonder if Mole is awake,
he thought. Gosh, I hope Mole is awake.
Mole, are you there? Mole?
Mole was already asleep.
Good night, Mole,
said Bear with a sigh. Okay, who is going to hear Bear's story?
I don't know.
I'm getting worried. The first winter snowflakes began to fall. Oh, this is when bears go to sleep. Many months passed, and the sun returned. It melted the snow and woke the trees. Bear rolled out onto the green grass.
It's spring, he said. Now I can tell my story.
But first, Bear brought Mouse an acorn.
Thank you, Bear,
said Mouse. Mouse was hungry after a long winter.
Welcome home, Duck, called Bear. You must be tired from your journey.
Bear showed Duck a shady mud puddle he'd found. Hold on. I'm noticing a trend. I'm noticing a pattern. Have you found the pattern?
Yeah.
What's the pattern?
It's Mouse, Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Mouse, Duck, Frog, Mole.
Yeah. But what is it that Bear does for each one of his friends?
So first, he asks them if he can tell them a story.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does something nice.
Yes, even if they don't do something nice for him, does he ever complain? Did he ever get mad at his friends and say, hey, you didn't stay to listen to my story? He waited, didn't he? It's awfully hard to wait, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. So let's see what he does next. Bear placed Frog in the sunshine until he was warm and awake. Frog opened one eye and then the other.
Good morning,
said Bear. Bear, Mouse, Duck, and Frog waited all day for Mole to wake up. Finally, Mole poked his nose out into the moonlight.
Mole,
said Bear,
would you like to hear a story?
Bear gathered all his friends. He sat up straight and cleared his throat. He puffed out his chest. And with all his friends listening, oh, I'm so happy he's finally going to get this story that he has waited for months to share out. Oh, no. I am so upset for Bear. Bear could not remember his story.
It was such a good story,
he said, hanging his head.
But winter's a very long time for a bear to remember.
And the friends sat together for a quiet minute. For a quiet minute. How disappointing. Let's see what his friends say. Then Mouse said,
maybe your story is about a bear.
And Duck said, maybe your story is about a busy time just before winter.
I think there should be other characters too,
suggested Frog.
Like a mole,
said Mole.
And a mouse, and a duck, and a frog.
Bear sat up straight again. He cleared his throat, puffed out his chest, and began his story with,
it was almost winter, and Bear was getting sleepy.
Are we going to get to hear his story? Wait, did we hear his story?
Wait a minute. Was that his story? Did we just read his whole story?
Wait, what?
We read his whole story!
So Bear shared his story with us. And then we shared Bear's story with everyone who listened. So we did it! Oh, Bear, we hope you're happy. Now everyone knows your story. It's pretty goofy. Yeah. And that is the
end.
End.